You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Welcome to the show, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
Very well.
Yeah, so this is the penultimate anniversary albums of the year. We've still got one more to go after this, but we're sort of winding down. It's been a good year of anniversary albums.
Yes.
And today we're going to take a look at the second studio album by New York hip-hop duo Gangstar. And the album is called Step in the Arena, which was released in January 1991 and is turning 25 this year. So, of course, Gangstar, they formed in 1986 and originally consisted of Guru, who was the MC, and this other guy called DJ One to Be Down, such a cool name. And with the help of a series of producers, they recorded some demos, released a few singles on vinyl. However, in 1989, there was a split, and the only member that was willing to continue in the group was Guru. But he needed some help. So he contacted this guy called DJ Premier and invited him to join to continue the project. And DJ Premier said yes, and they set about recording their first record, No More Mr. Nice Guy, in 1989. So this album got them noticed, positioned them as one of the leaders in the growing hardcore hip-hop scene in New York City. So just a bit of background about what hardcore hip-hop is. It developed in the 1980s, in the late 80s, on both coasts of the states, and was sort of categorized by sort of aggression, anger, confrontation in the lyrics, talking about street life and the struggles of living on the street in the ghetto, that kind of thing. And the beats were also very aggressive as well, sort of in your face. And this was in stark contrast to kind of the jazz rap that was happening at the time with the likes of De La Soul, A Tribe Called Quest, Pete Rock and CL Smooth, that kind of thing, which is kind of more laid back and
party people.
Yeah, exactly. But when you think hardcore hip-hop acts of the period, you think Gangstar, NWA, Ice-T, Public Enemy, Boogie Down Productions, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Madness. Absolute
exactly,
madness.
Absolute madness. And of course, this was also some of the groups in this category were kind of known as gangster rap as well, particularly NWA, obviously.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. But hardcore hip hop was mostly an underground thing at this stage, and it got mainstream attention mainly for the wrong reasons. I mean, we know about NWA and the whole gangster rap thing and the media attention around that, and just, you know, how a lot of the mainstream media crammed down on their attitude towards the police, for example. This attention, it wasn't really focusing on the music. It was focusing on things that mostly white mainstream media didn't understand, basically.
Yeah, and wouldn't listen to.
No.
Yeah, so it was like also in society they were trying to push people out and ignore all of these social issues that were happening, and part of like that movement of music was actually highlighting it, and they didn't like that. It upset them.
Exactly. And that's where you had the labels, these groups who were fighting to get sort of labels put on CD covers saying this album contains disturbing lyrics. And that's what happened. And today, most hip-hop albums have that sticker on the front cover, or a lot of heavy metal records or whatever. There was a massive crackdown on hip-hop groups, heavy metal groups, anything that was deemed to disturb the minds of young people.
they were blaming it for young people acting out and taking drugs and also killing each other.
Unfortunately,
as well.
But also in terms of commercial,
which is ridiculous because how could a song do that to you?
Commercially, the commercially successful hip hop at the time. I mean, we've talked about this before. Apart from Run DMC and the Beastie Boys, the industry wanted clean cut hip hop, and that led to the success of the likes of Vanilla Ice and MC Hammer. You know, kind of party anthems, you know, nice kind of, you know, we just want to have hip-hop that's like acceptable and we can party and we're not going to talk about those social issues or whatever.
Yeah, let's not worry about that. Oh, we like your music, but we don't like the message.
No, so exactly.
We're just going to be partying over here, guys.
Later. And I don't think the industry had the likes of Gangstar or NWA in mind when it came to selling hip-hop records. Not at this stage, anyway. So, yeah, that's just a bit of background about hardcore hip-hop and kind of the scene that Gangstar were kind of entering at that time and how it was
perceived.
I
really feel like sad and disturbed, so I'm really looking forward to this.
Okay, cool. Well, let's play some music. So we're going to kick things off with the title track, Step in the Arena. And I guess straight away you can get a sense of the heavy beats that dominate Gangsta Records. It's a very much a trademark of DJ Premier's production style. He's good on these kind of heavy beats. And there's also quite an interesting trumpet sample in here that I'll see if you can hear it, but it sounds to me like an elephant.
All right.
Yeah, and yeah, there's also quite a strong jazz sound on this record in the beats and the samples as well. So, yeah, this is Step in the Arena.
Once you step in the arena, cheetah, you're gonna be amazed when you gaze at the armor on this leader, fully clad and glad to fight a cause. I won't pause. Fear is a joke, slow poke. I'm like claws that'll rip, cause your gift is merely flesh, superficial, and I wish you would give it a rest. But if you don't, I'll unsheath my Excalibur like a noble knight. So meet your challenger, a true hero, while you're a through zero, getting beat to a pulp so that you can't run for help. I heard a gulp in your throat, cause you hope that I'll be merciful. But poop at the maiden strut as I rehearse a few battle drills and watch your bladder spill yellow fluid. Check how I mellowly do it. Face to feet to this beat, you can tell I'm into it. As I'm pulling out my lance to kill you in advance to the winner's throne, cause I own you once you step in the arena. In the arena, or rather Colosseum, these people gathering by multitudes to see one perpetrator fall to the dust after the other, quickly disposed of at the hand of a known brother, born with an art in his heart that is Spartacus. And one-to-one combat, Jack, just the thought of this matchup makes Gangsta want to snatch up one or two phrases from the new book with new pages of rhymes that are built like a chariot. Dope vocals carry it to the battle, said if a beat was a princess, I would marry it. But now I must bow to the crowd as I stand proud, victorious, glorious. Understand now, cause battles and wars and much fights I have been through, one MC got beheaded, and you can too, forget it, cause you'd rather be just a spectator, a onlooker, afraid you may get slayed or struck by a blow from a mighty gladiator. I bet you that later you might be sad that you played yourself, cause you stepped up, chest puffed out, and in just one lyric, you got snuffed out, cause rhyming is serious. I'm strong, I'm like Hercules, you'll get hurt with these lines, close the curtains, please, the suckers can jet, cause I wreck once you step in the arena. In the arena or forum, weak MCs I will floor 'em, causing mayhem I'll slay them, and the blood will be pouring. Furthermore, I implore that as a soldier of war, I go in only to win and be the holder of more trophies, titles, and triumphs, cause I dump all the sly jumps, never choosing to lose my spot, not once, for the mere idea of an opponent that I fear is foolish utterly. I mean, what nut it be, trying to toy with a destroyer of many? You shitted your pants cause you can't think of any foe that can step to this concept, so you better sit against citizen weak MCs, I get rid of them. Watch the way they get distraught when they get caught in the worst positions, cause they didn't listen and tried going up against a hungry killer who's itching to maim and murder those who claim that they were the toughest ones. They get done once they step in the arena.
You're tuned into 95BFM. That was Gangsta with Step in the Arena.
Yes, it was. So, yeah, quite prominent beats there. Nice kind of jazz samples. Yeah, I think more compared to other sort of hardcore hip-hop groups, Gangsta did kind of use the jazz samples a lot more than, like, say, N.W.A. Mm. But they combine it with these quite hard-hitting beats. Yeah. In your face kind of thing.
Like you're bashing a trash can. Yeah. With like a shrill elf, like playing a trumpet.
Exactly, that's a good description.
I'm in a really weird mood today, so I'm full of them.
Keep them coming.
Okay, all I right. Can't wait to review this next one.
So the next track is called "Exception of a Chump, No More Mr. Nice Guy Part 2. And this one has more of a slow, funky jam feel to it. As I was just saying before, DJ Premier, he was a big user of old jazz and soul and funk samples, as you will hear across many of these tracks. And Yeah, that's what set them apart from, I guess, those on the West Coast who tended to mainly use P-Funk samples. And, of course, that led to the development of what was known as G-Funk with the likes of Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. But Premier, he didn't really use P-Funk samples that much, not as much as those guys. More old kind of rare jazz and soul records.
For those of us who don't know what P-Funk is...
Okay. P-Funk is basically a term used to describe music that Parliament and Funkadelic made.
Ah, so using soul...
Yeah, so like, you know, funk. Parliament and Funkadelic, the two groups
yeah.
under George Clinton, they are like one of the most sampled people in the history of hip-hop.
Okay.
And they, it's quite kind of, it's real aerial heavy funk, basically, and those on the West Coast tended to use a lot more of that sort of sampling as opposed to like artists like Gangsta, for example, and A Tribe Called Quest. They kind of used more jazzy, very rare soul and jazz records. Yeah.
Oh, right. Mm, so
yeah.
They're a bit more aficionado about it.
Yeah,
than like,
they would like spend hours digging through their crates looking for like some obscure jazz record from 1940 or something.
They sound like fun.
Yeah. I'm not saying not trying to degenerate not using P-Funk.
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah. It's two different areas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a very diverse place.
And it kind of fits in with that party feel of California more than, like, New York, which is kind of more...
Because it was a bit of a party city in California,
oh,
right?
Big time, yeah, yeah.
Mm. So they would have been getting down to P-Funk.
Definitely, yeah. Alrighty, so this is Execution of a Chump.
He tried to play me. He was my right hand man, but he betrayed me. I let him chill up my crib, cause we were downing. I went to work every day while he was lounging. He tried to backstab, he kept on joking. He didn't know he could have got his back broken. I had to cut homeboy off for even trying that. His game was mad weak, know what I'm saying, Black? Step to him quietly, he copped a plea. Told him to fix it or I'd have to catch a body. In this society, there's many snakes. Don't be too eager when you're seeking a break. Cause chumps will exploit, use you to benefit. So just be keen and learn all the ends of it. I've had my share of dealing with fake men. I left them squealing, it was I who did the taking. Proceeding exactly according to plan. I foiled the scheme cause it seemed that I'm that man. And if you step up like the kid who did front, you will bear witness the execution of a chump. Let's get the purpose of it. I'm snatching hearts out of chumps cause I deserve to love it. Observing acts of a snake while I evaluate. Eliminate the nucleus, I'm doing this. Piss using fists, using force of any sort. My conscience says it's nonsense if I put up with it. Hit meaning sleazy, sorry type, slip types. I'll drive them all to danger and make them hitchhike. Cause if you step up like the kid who did front, you will bear witness the execution of a chump. Known as a spiritual teacher, I reach you deftly, directly, correctly, so select me. Elect me as your prophet and we'll praise him as I drop it. Pursue this, review this, I knowledge more than Buddhist monks, punk. I wreck the set and grab a big chunk. Known to be a wise one, known to be a seeker. Following my calling in life so I can keep the minds in line to find divine designs of rhyme. Rewind us on your box one time. But if you step up like the kid who did front, then you will bear witness the execution of a chump.
You gotta love that piano sample and that bass
line.
Very
nice, yeah, yeah.
So
and the kind
mean.
Of under, as Geneva was just saying, how understated or chilled Guru's flow is.
Yeah.
Compared to like NWA, Ice Cube, or that kind of thing, which is quite aggressive.
Well, like, just in terms of, like, the delivery, it's just really, like they're still kind of saying the similar things, I guess, like quite, you know, dissing lyrics. Mm. But he's kind of sitting back on his chair. Going, get away from me, kids. While NWA would just be jumping up and down and be like...
They'd be out of the chair and in your face.
There wouldn't be a chair anymore.
No.
They'd smashed it up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they'd had a big... Tantrum.
And that's another kind of thing that set Gangstar apart from other groups of that period. I would say Q-Tip in Tropical Quest also had quite a similar flow as well, kind of relaxed, sort of chilled kind of thing. Maybe it's a New York thing. Maybe everyone there is just like...
Well, because it's such a hectic place.
Yeah, they just like...
I've seen it all.
I can just sit back here. While in California, it's like... everyone's all kind of energetic and...
Let's go!
All right, then, on with the music.
Yes,
so this track is called Check the Technique, and this is kind of... This is what you'd hear on Gangstar on their future albums. It's kind of more aggressive than the tracks you already heard. Guru's flow is much more aggressive, and also sort of more noticeably a lesser use of soul samples on this record. This one actually features quite a prominent string sample throughout.
It is explicit.
It is. Here's the strings.
Bam.
You puny protozoa, you're so minute you didn't know the gang has been watching you, but instead of just squashing you, I'm scooping you up out of the muck you wallowing like a chief chemist. Other scientists are following, planning to examine you on a petri dish, sticking you and fricking you. Just a teeny bit of clever with science, but never relying on false words from cowards who forever be trying. Insisting they come off, I let them get some off, then come back with drum tracks their ears could get numb off. Blockbusting, like making love, I'll never stop thrusting into your system. So just listen, I'm like a neurosurgeon, operating with a pure aversion. I write prescriptions of words that fit in. The dope gets prescribed as I kick it live. Cause it's more than a style, it's conceptual genius. My effect on the scene is to project that I mean this. You deadbeat, wait until you see my next feat. I get respect for the rep when I speak, check the technique. 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 I'm rushing you like a defensive end, as I recommend that you comprehend. I could stomp you in a battle, contest, or war. What will occur will be the portraiture of your immature, insecure for sure, meek, weak visions of grandeur. To really awaken you, I then will be breaking you, taxing without action, extracting and snaking you, making you succumb to the drums of Gangstar. By far we are truly gifted ones, son. But if you were to speculate or estimate us losing, you'll be dying, trying to face the fate of your delusions. Cause miscalculation is all you're stating, so I'm chumping, punting punks just like footballs. Cause I'm gonna put y'all back in the mess hall to clean up the slop and stop all the bullcrap. Your rap's crazy whack, so don't try to pull that. You're lacking the vernacular. I'm slapping you and capping you and closing your jaw, cause you can't mess with Gangsta. The Guru and Premier, always dope with the blessed beats. Dance your ass off, hops, check the technique.
Check the technique. Check the technique. Check the technique.
By yours, sayonara, arrivederci. Your ass gets busted due to mustard. You try to work me, you irk me, because you copy and falsify. And I don't care how many step up, cause you all could try to wish and fish for a style. Here's a fishing rod. These rhymes are hitting hard constantly. I'm getting large. Inevitably, I readily kick a spree. I've lyrics so deep, so don't sleep, but just keep me. Putting methods on records, expanding per each millisecond. 33 RPMs displays the art of men. And as my rhyming builds, you see my time is chill. And then I look upon weak ones. I'm teaching each one so they become redone. Essays are relayed to twist you up like French braids, or tighter like corn braids, cause I got a strong rage. Force like police raids to never be delayed. I once was the least paid, but I made it great. Cause this ain't a slave sale, and I ain't the same stale rapper. No, I'm not a phony microphonist with no classer, no type of real appeal or real talent. And it makes me violent, man, to see all of these PBB MC wannabes making G's cause some dumb companies have lots of money, but no idea of what is black and what is dope. So check out what the Guru wrote. Cause I will prevail, give details as I unveil. Hell in a brain cell so I can stay paid well. Now I'm in the driver's seat and rocking the live beats. Bouncing and booming and blasting you to the next seat. She can unique with lots of kick like a cleat. Check the technique.
Unique technique.
Check the technique.
Check, check, check.
Check, check. Yeah, a DJ Premier is in a pretty mean scratcher.
Oh, man.
And the way he used to cut and chop beats together, quite revolutionary for that time. And it's also interesting to hear strings on a hip-hop record. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Nice sample there. All right, so the next track we're going to play, we're just going to keep steaming through these things.
Steam-a-leams.
This is called...
What was that?
Steam-a-leams.
Sorry, I've lost my mind. Yeah.
This track is called Here Today, Gone Tomorrow, and again, it features more aggressive beats from DJ Premier and a prominent keyboard sample, which is taken from a Billy Cobham record. And lyrically, the song is about how, for a majority of artists, life in the music industry can be quite short, hence the name Here Today, Gone Tomorrow.
I'm misled by the lies that they pump in their heads. The money and the fame that they're hoping to find will never come close to the scope of my rhyme. Now, some have been successful, but really, and yo, these MCs are clearly not nearly up to this level, or should I say caliber. It's just some hype that the company's selling you, cause they'll take a dud talking crud and they'll push him. But in the next year, someone new will just squish him. Cause when you sell out to appeal to the masses, you have to go back and enroll in some classes. So cash in your check, cause it's the last one you get. The tables have turned and now you ain't in effect. So jet to the rear, and you better just follow. Cause what's here today may be gone tomorrow.
You whack MCs. See you later. You whack MCs. See you later.
Here and gone in a flash. Some make cash while other suckers go broke real fast. Some never make any money, but still they act funny. Like they're thinking they're running things, wearing rings and medallions. Then listen to their rhymes, one would rather take volumes. Cause swiftness and skills they are lacking. So I'll send them packing. They should have known I'd be taxing and smashing all of their vocals to smithereens. Watching them collecting themselves is a bitter scene. But some find happiness while others find sorrow. And what's here today may be gone tomorrow.
You whack MCs. See you later.
So good.
I love that drum beat so much. And yeah, that's a real cool track.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so looking at the reception and the legacy of this record, this album was very well received by critics, but didn't do much commercially. And I guess this goes back to the idea that what we've talked about already, and that hardcore style of hip hop wasn't really what the industry wanted to support.
With their own agendas of trying to cover up what's actually happening in society.
Yeah, it wasn't Vanilla Ice, let's just say that. And it's now considered a bit of an early underground classic, this album, and a really important album in the hardcore hip-hop scene of the early 90s. The duo would go on to release three more critically acclaimed albums in the 90s and set themselves up as one of the leading hip-hop groups of the decade. DJ Premier is now considered one of the best DJs and producers in hip-hop, and of all time, actually. He's always mentioned when you in those lists around best DJs in hip-hop, best producers. A lot of people say he is the best, but that's obviously very subjective.
Obviously, everyone in rap says that they're the best.
Yeah, there's a lot of bravado going
DJs
on.
DJs say that they're the best.
Definitely, definitely. I'd just say he's one of the most influential, that's for sure, and very, very in high demand. I mean, he's worked with pretty much everybody. Common, Nas, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Jay-Z, Kanye West, pretty much everybody.
Dreams.
Yeah. Sadly, unfortunately, Guru passed away in 2010, and his legacy is also very strong as well. He's highly regarded as an MC and as a lyricist in hip-hop, because as we've been talking, his rapping style was so kind of laid back, sort of monotone, and so different from other MCs of the time who were very aggressive in their delivery. And I think he was very unique for that time, and that's why a lot of people appreciate his style. Yeah. And yeah, so all in all, these two were very highly influential, they were held in very high regard by their peers and the hip-hop community, and to this day, their influence and importance is very strong, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to finish with a track called What You Want This Time, and this is probably the most soulful-sounding track on the record, thanks to a very cool horn sample at the beginning, which is taken from a James Brown track called Nose Job, and also the rhythmic feel of the track as well, which kind of has the feel of an old Stax record to me. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks very much for coming in.
No worries.
And, I'll see you next week for the last of 2016.
It's going to be a very special one. I've all saved right. this album up for the last... last week.
I can hear the excitement in your voice.
It's quite a special one.
All right, stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to Morning Glory with Geneva. Booyah. Bye bye.
Fatima, Salika, oh, it's Frida. Look, I have a question. Just what is it that you need? A man, a lover, maybe someone to talk to. Or could it be a scheming? Oh, not you. Well, listen, I got this phone. It's off of business. And who gave you our number? Seriously, what is this? The new fad? Now you want to kick it to a rapper, DJ, or dancer? Well, I don't have the time for no stunts, no hookers and no games. Our name and our fame is for the long way we came. The struggle, the hassle, the hustle, the fight. And you're asking me if you can see me tonight? Don't you know the guru's not the type to be out skeezing? The reason is because I do believe in having the right to choose the one I want. And if I had a girl, why would I front? You're only gonna get your feelings hurt, miss. And truthfully, I really don't wanna have to diss. My music means everything to me, it's my life. So make like a camper and go take a hike. You can't mess with my mind and don't tie up my line. You called yesterday, so what you want this time? At the door.
Yo, man, it's Vicky.
Vicky, are you sure? The one from down the block who was acting all hot? She stops me all the time and says she likes me a lot. How does she know where we live? I didn't tell her, and word is born, dude. I'm not the fella. No matter what I say, this young lady's persistent. For instance, she watches me from a distance. And if I walk by and I forget to say hi, she pushes up on me and rubs me with her thigh. I told her I was taken, but she doesn't care. Hey, yo, do me a favor. Tell her I'm not here. Forget it. I think she heard my voice already. You can let her in, but I'm trying to cook spaghetti. Oh, hello, how you doing? Do me? I'm fine. I don't mean to be rude, but what you want this time?
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.